This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Sunday edition of the program. Of course, as always, you're welcome to join us here, and we'll give you the toll-free numbers on which to do that, plus Skype as well. In the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
So a little while back, Mark, you may recall, we talked about Burning Man. There was the proposal that the federal government wanted a massive $1 million temporary compound constructed on the Burning Man property.
Yeah.
Now, for those that don't know, Burning Man, Mark, you and I have never been there, but how would you best describe it, having read things about it and talked about it over the years here on Free Talk Live?
It's a festival, I would assume about a week long, out in sort of the Black, is it the Black Rock Desert?
Correct, in Nevada.
In Nevada, and I believe it's the third largest metro area in Nevada.
That's true.
For 1 week.
Like, yeah. That many Vegas, people come Reno, in. And then Burning Man.
Right. Yeah. That many people go there. It's incredible. And they essentially go there to sort of do weird art installations. There's no...
Drugs. There's lots
I'm
of drugs.
I'm sure there's drugs. I have, having never been there, I'm not going to indict anyone, but I'm getting the impression that some moods and consciousnesses have been altered. But regardless of that, they you got to bring in everything you're going to use for the week, and apparently it is considered,
and you're going to bring it back out too.
It's inappropriate to sort of sell things while you're there. That is all sort of based on the gift economy. So,
which
people,
is a kind of a silly idea, but
whatever,
you know, they're into it.
That's their thing.
The organizers,
so, but I mean, they actually do barter, from what I can tell. Like, so you have to trade like a back rub for a sandwich or
do
something
they?
Like that. That's my understanding.
Okay, that's interesting. I did not know that. If you are a burner and you can correct, I'm sure we're going to be giving some misinformation out just because we haven't ever been, but, you know, we have done some research on it over the years and talked about it. So please, if you hear misinformation and you're a burner and you want to call in correct, please do it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's my understanding that with the gift economy concept, you are not supposed to expect anything in return. So you are not supposed to necessarily have trades. But that was my understanding. And maybe I've misunderstood the rules there.
I saw a little piece on Burning Man yesterday, and in it somebody was trading a sandwich for a back rub.
Now, I want to talk about that too, because what you're talking about is a trailer that actually apparently it's a trailer for Quiznos subs that has Burning Man's organizers all in a tizzy, and that's the reason why I'm talking about Burning Man tonight. But I wanted to follow up first on the story we had talked about over a month ago here, where the Bureau of Land Management wanted to have a ridiculous $1 million facility, a compound for their law enforcement officers and for their BLM bureaucrats, including flushing toilets, laundry dryers, hot water, air conditioning, refrigerators, couches, all kinds of, you know, insane demands for like a food listing. They wanted to have basically a buffet and a chef on staff and just the most insane list of demands you could possibly imagine. Mark.
Well, I'm just I've looked up here somebody's opinion on Burning Man and bartering. First thing that came up is bartering. Stop right there. If you hear someone say barter and Burning Man in the same sentence, kindly shut them up for me. He goes on to explain that that it's a gift economy, that's something different, and that makes them very happy. So he says, let me give you an example. Remember my politician client? I don't know who that is. Well, he went to Burning Man for the first time in a few days before his wedding. I know, crazy, right? In the middle of the desert, he came across this woman sitting at a typewriter. Her gift was badass. Basically, if you told her about someone special in your life, she would write up a little two-page story about them. Well, he told Mrs. Typewriter all about his soon-to-be wife. 5 minutes later, she ended up handing him a story so beautiful and moving, he actually read the whole thing at his wedding, which was 8 years ago, and he still has it with him today. So there you go.
So I was correct, is what you're saying about
this
gift
economy?
That's
the claim.
Now, look, that doesn't mean that barter doesn't happen, right? I mean, you're talking about tens of thousands of people in the desert, and not all of them have the same exact mindset as the organizers, obviously. So there's the, you know, the core organizers, the people who run Burning Man, and their philosophy, which obviously they want to propagate to the people who are there, but... You know, you can't tell 20,000 or 30,000 or whatever the amount is. I don't know what the current attendees. Last I heard, probably 30,000, but maybe it's 70. Honestly, I don't recall. So, you know, you can't tell them what to do. And you can set the example if you want to. But anyway, that's as an aside, Mark. I want to talk more about the Quiznos thing in a moment. This million-dollar compound, though, required 24 access to ice cream, Choco Tacos, and all manner of other ridiculous demands. Apparently,
how come the studio doesn't have unlimited Choco Tacos?
You should get on that. 70,000 people, apparently, is the number here. Burning Man's special recreation permit will allow up to 70,000, so I don't know how many actually attended this year. If you've got those details, you can let us know. I'm sure there's probably a list of them on Wikipedia, but I've been digging up information about, you know, a couple different stories, and this is one of them, because I wanted people to know what happened here. The feds did drop the demands, so at least that's good. I don't know.
Might as well ask.
Yeah, I don't know what Burning Man did, if they threatened to pull out, or how they got the leverage over the feds to drop the demands for the $1 million facility, but they have been raising their price every single year dramatically over the last 5 years, like to where it went from, you know, $500,000 to over $1 million, and just insane demands of, you know, what the cost would be to essentially rent this public land. And so there's an update, a quick update for listeners who are tuned in back then. But the real reason I wanted to talk about Burning Man tonight was they're in the news for wanting to sue Quiznos subs over a parody video that Quiznos made. It's about a two minute, 41-second video on YouTube. Currently has over 1.1 million views. And, you know, you might want to see this before it gets taken down if they decide to sue. Because Burning Man's organizers are talking about suing Quiznos over a video that just makes fun of Burning Man.
Yeah, that's not a lot of awesomeness. I mean, thought Burning Man was all about awesomeness.
I would think. Yeah, this is, it's stuff like this that's a real turnoff about Burning Man. I mean, I don't really care. Their gift economy, whatever, that's their kind of their commie thing that they do there, and it's their party so that they can have whatever rules that they want to. That's one thing. But to deal with this ridiculous, we don't want to be made fun of policy here, and I'll give you their exact reasoning here in a moment. They've got their spokesman who's been doing media interviews about this. But I want to play the audio from this this particular track because it's funny. The Quiznos ad is funny. And you would think the Burning Man people would be, I don't know, open-minded towards the idea of, hey, intellectual property is BS. But no, apparently they are totally on board with the idea of intellectual property to the point where they want to be able to enforce it in court over somebody just
having
a little fun.
Well, it doesn't make a difference what they want.
Okay.
Like you're telling me that I can't portray Burning Man, an event?
I think that you can. Yeah, I think they'll probably lose this if they sue.
Yeah, that's what's ludicrous about this is not only do they you know, look like they're bad sports about
yes.
it, they'd be far better going, ha, 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 ha,
right.
You guys are awesome, keep it up. Instead, they look like
exactly.
a bunch of spoiled little brats that are also legally illiterate.
Yeah, so let me jump in. I guess I'll jump into the story from Vice.com, and then we'll play the audio from the track. It's no secret, writes Vice's Munchies.Vice.com, that Burning Man, everyone's favorite post-apocalyptic, bougie, hippie, unwashed, techie drug and hugathon, is the butt of quite a few jokes, despite its ever-growing popularity. Anyways, the festival has achieved such heights of mainstream curiosity and criticism that it may even have to protect its public image the old school way, with lawsuits. In a recent instance of true weirdness, Burning Man may be going head to legal head with none other than the toasted sandwich chain Quiznos. At the center of the controversy is a tongue-in-cheek trailer recently released by Quiznos for a parody film called The Burn Trials, Out of the Maze and Into the Playa.
Mm-hmm.
The Playa is another name for where this Burning Man happens. part of the company's Toasty.tv promotional series. The video follows the company's send-ups of The Maze Runner, which is a movie, Mad Men and Straight Outta Compton. In the Burn Trials, a group of wide-eyed millennials, hot off the heels of Coachella, which is another music concert, travels to Burning Man, only to find it perniciously infected by Sub Rosa corporate influence. The group discovers...
What does that mean?
I have no idea. Sub Rosa, you'll have to look that one up. The group discovers that rather than a genuine embodiment of anti-establishment values and personal expression, the event has become an opportunistic Instagram circle jerk and a place for rich people to check off their bucket lists. And it turns out...
I wouldn't say that's too far from that.
Right. It's a really incisive... trailer. Toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. If you're a burner, you're certainly welcome on the line, or anybody who wants to comment on whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Edition. You take control.
Is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of O2Pure, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-717-9859. The revolutionary O2Pure design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love whenever and wherever they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with O2Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-717-9859. 1-800-717-9859. 1-800-717-9859.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
About Burning Man, and I've, you know, talked about some of the things that I think are pretty cool about it. The art is incredible. I mean, just having seen photos and video of it, I imagine it is even more overwhelming and amazing to actually be there and experience these humongous, very creative, unique art installations.
I kind of feel like, speaking of checking things off bucket lists, that you should have gone to Burning Man at some point, or you should go at some point just to say that you've been.
Yeah, but I don't really want to go through all the effort that it takes to go to Burning Man. I've considered it. You know, I thought about what it would take to actually go out there, and it's an expensive thing to do. I mean, not only do you have to take time off of work, but you also have to bring everything in that you need. I mean, one of the nice things about the Porcupine Freedom Festival is you can show up with nothing but, you know, your wallet, and you can buy all the food or whatever that you need right there.
You should just bring water and beef jerky, and you'll be all right.
I would not want to count on the gift economy to make it through an entire week.
You should trade beef jerky.
Well, again, Mark, the rules of Burning Man are you're not supposed to be trading anything with anyone. But the idea is that you're just supposed to give things to people and that you'll ultimately receive in return. And I think that it's true that the universe can work that way. But, you know, I'm not going to go into the middle of the desert and expect other people to take care of me. That's just not the kind of person I am. So I'm not going to do that.
You need beef jerky.
No, not going to do that. That's there's an entire week in the desert. Beef jerky is full of salt. It's probably a terrible idea to bring beef jerky
bring
out
water.
There. Exactly. You have to bring more water if all you're going to eat is beef jerky. Anyway, you know, if you think about it, you need to have a certain amount of water. Like, I don't know if it's 2 gallons a day, but it's a lot. You have to have a lot of water per day just to make it through a day without, you know, heat exhaustion.
I wonder what it's like to buy water on the way to Burning Man. It's probably pretty difficult.
Well, the stores in Nevada that are nearby, and there aren't that many. There's a very small town that's far away, somewhat far away from the playa, but obviously they load up on water, and they have plenty of it available, I suspect.
What do they sell it at?
I don't know. Mark, these are good questions for burners who are certainly welcome to call in at 855-450-FREE. I don't want to get into the details of how the event runs. I just wanted to say that there is a lot to like about Burning Man, no doubt about it. And that's why I've been tempted to go, just to, you know, to experience that. But at the same time, there's just so much about it that over the years has kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And this is one of those things. I mean, I don't know if this is the first time they've jumped the shark, but I think they're definitely jumping a shark in this particular case where Burning Man's organizers are mad that their festival has become the such a pop culture icon that it's being made fun of. You know, when you get to the point of being out there, whether it's your festival or your own self, you're going to have somebody make fun of you. We have people do it with us here on Free Talk Live. I mean, back in the day, we even had our listeners making Photoshops of us and, you know, very silly kind of fun, making fun of us kind of Photoshops. And we even made an area on the Free Talk Live BBS specifically for those Photoshops. And I agree with you, Mark, that the Burning Man organizers should have come at this from like, wow, that's really creative. That's funny. Thank you for caring enough about our festival to spend who knows how many hundreds of thousands of dollars or tens of thousands making this very professional parody of a movie trailer. They actually got the stars from this movie that's coming out in a couple of weeks, or I guess in a week, called The Maze Runner. It's a sequel to the first one. And they you know, they've got the main cast from this movie in this. I mean, this is a very expensive 2 minute and 30 or 40 second long advertisement for Quiznos subs.
And Burning Man.
And Burning Man. And yes, it does make fun of Burning Man, and it does it very incisively, and it does it, and it's very funny. But that's why Burning Man is upset. According to Vice.com, the organizers of the Free Spirited Festival, or I would say allegedly Free Spirited, aren't too happy with anyone pointing out that Burning Man might not be the anarchist utopia it purports to be. According to the Reno Gazette Journal, Burning Man spokesman, Jim Graham, claims that the video constitutes theft of the event's intellectual property. Mm. He told the paper, quote, We are pretty proactive about protecting our 10 principles, one of which is decommodification. We get quite a number of requests each year from companies wanting to gift participants with their product, or to capture imagery or video of their products at the event, and we turn them all down. Unquote. Quiznos and Burning Man were not in contact before the video was posted online. Graham told the Gazette Journal that event organizers routinely beat down attempts by corporations to pair their products with the Burning Man Festival. In one notable case, Burning Man successfully sued Girls Gone Wild's filmmakers. Now, that's interesting, because this is, as Burning Man points out on their own website, burningman.org, on their media rights and responsibilities page, which I'll get into later. It's absolutely ludicrous. But they point out that Burning Man is a private event held on public land. And then they go through several paragraphs of what they consider to be appropriate behavior for photographers. So they sued the Girls Gone Wild people for producing a commercial video
at
Burning Man.
Burning Man. However, the impression I get from this particular commercial is this isn't filmed at Burning Man.
It doesn't appear to have been filmed at Burning Man.
So this is a parody of Burning Man. There's not much they're going to do. I'm sorry. You know, if you...
They are using the term Burning Man in the actual parody, so it's not like they're just sort of dancing around, we're going to a party in the desert. They do actually say Burning Man, and I don't know if they've registered that as a trademark or something like that, in which case, maybe there is a case.
You're going to have the power of the National Football League to really drive this home. You know, you can't say it's Super Bowl, you have to say the big game.
Right.
That kind of thing. I just don't think they've got it. I don't think they have the juice.
Well, I guess
they're fighting Quiznos here.
Yeah, I hope they don't have the juice, because this is a really, I think this is an embarrassment for Burning Man. I mean, look, have a little bit of sense, have a sense of humor. Or even if you don't have a sense of humor, just leave people alone. You know, let them make fun of your event. It's good for your event, for people to be talking about it.
Sure is.
For people to be making fun of it. And this is certainly good for Quiznos, by the way, all this news coverage, because I had no idea about this movie. I did not know this movie was coming out. I'd heard of the prequel, I guess, vaguely, but I thought this was the first one, so I really know nothing about the movie series in this case. So
I don't think I've ever eaten a sandwich from Quiznos.
Really?
I don't think I ever have.
Yeah, they're not bad. They're not bad. I mean, a decent competitor to Subway. They usually do the hot sandwich thing. That's sort of what they focus on there.
Yeah, so. Grilled, as I understand it.
So, anyway, a little bit more here from Vice. The guy from Burning Man, again, said that they have routinely beat down these attempts by corporations to pair their products. So it'll be interesting to see what happens if they actually do sue. As for Quiznos, says Vice, maybe they thought they were just poking lighthearted fun at a ubiquitous talk point in contemporary culture.
Sounds right.
And maybe they didn't expect Burning Man, which they put on blast for its mixed principles of anarchist partying and corporate swaggery, to fight back using the book. Who knew that all those smiley, furry, effigy-burning desert bicyclists wouldn't be able to laugh at themselves? Then again, maybe they should have seen it coming. So, I'm going to play this audio from this movie trailer. It's actually funny on two levels. It's funny if you know anything at all about Burning Man, because they're lampooning it. But it's also funny if you've seen the movie trailer for the movie that it's parodying. It's like a shot-for-shot parody of the actual movie trailer with the stars from the movie in it. And so they're making fun of themselves in a way as well. 855-450-FREE. Did Burning Man jump the shark? You are welcome to share your thoughts, especially if you are a burner. You can join us here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Our toll-free number, the Live Sunday edition, is 855-453, and that's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. You don't have to be a burner, somebody who's attended Burning Man to call in tonight. That's just the issue that we are discussing, which is, did Burning Man jump the shark? Was it this year, or had it jumped the shark a long time ago? I'm sure old-school burners would probably say it wasn't this year. But in this case, this year, they're now talking about suing. The Burning Man organizers are talking about suing Quiznos subs for making a very funny movie trailer, a parody trailer of this new movie, The Maze Runner, I guess, a sequel that opens up this week. Parodying that and making fun of Burning Man in the trailer, and they're mad. They're talking about suing them in the news media here.
There's a movement in healthcare today. It's a movement of people that's ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. It's people like you and me who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you need to be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading this movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. Choose your doctor, choose your hospital, live out your values in healthcare, join the movement, and let's change healthcare for good. libertyhealthshare.org, 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-58-LIBERTY, libertyhealthshare.org.
All right, so let's jump in here to some of the audio from this video. The Quiznos Toaster channel on YouTube, 1.1 million views. It came out about 5 days ago. Here is the Burn Trials out of the maze and onto the playa. Now, this is basically a parody trailer of this new movie, the Maze Runner sequel that's coming out this week. And so it's got all the stars from the movie in it, and they're kind of remaking their own movie trailer here about Burning Man and Quiznos, which Burning Man is super, super angry about. And for whatever reason, the audio is actually not coming out of my computer right now. So we're going to get to that here in just a moment. You can join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I also have the photography rules. You know, for such a supposedly freewheeling place, Burning Man has a lot of restrictions, like shocking levels of restrictions, which is another reason why it's kind of a turnoff. Not only that, but there apparently has been even more and more like police crackdowns and arrests at Burning Man over the years, and you always read stories about that.
I would think that they're trying to maintain whatever it is that, you know, their sort of Burning Man brand. That's what it looks like they're trying to do here, and I can respect how somebody's private event, that's what they want to do, is they want to maintain their brand, because they've gotten so big and so popular, as they say, many corporations and companies are attempting to sort of use their popularity to buoy their own product and that sort of thing. And I can see why they don't want that to happen. So I mean, this is essentially, Ian, what's going to happen is in a stateless society. And Burning Man, I've heard them use this term anarchist, which, you know, and they don't like money and these kind of things. They have this sort of socialist feel. Yeah, they're just writing their own rules, man. That's all.
Well, no, they should certainly be able to write their own rules. I mean, it's their party. But also that does bring up the question of they even say on their photo rules here that Burning Man is a private event held on public land. Can you truly have private rules for an event held on public land?
I would say that you can, yes.
If there is freedom of the press.
Are they renting it?
They are, but it's public land. And if there is freedom of the press, then should there not be freedom of the press even on public land during a private event?
I would say no. These circumstances, if somebody's renting a... Like, I get what you're saying is that the public that is forced to fund the land or whatever that supposedly owns the land didn't rent this out.
Right. Am I going to get a cut of the rental fees?
Yeah, I think that's a fair...
In order for me to not exercise my rights at this event? Because they're basically going to tell you in these rules that you can't take a picture and use it on any sort of commercial basis at all at Burning Man.
I think your point is fair. However, in the absence of Burning Man's ability to control their own event in public land, they would then just go to private land.
Well, that's what they should have done. And they should have gone to private land years ago, because the Bureau of Land Management has been raking them over the coals and has been charging them ridiculous amounts of money. I can make it clear. I'm not anti-Burning Man. I'm not anti their rules, Mark. It's their, you know, their private event. It's their rules. I get that. But I don't appreciate what they're doing here. Going after Quiznos for making a fun little video, which we'll get to here in a moment. We've actually got Sam on the line in California listening to KSDL. Hey, Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. I'm an 11-year burner, and I bring my kids over there sometime.
And, cool.
I just thought I would check in. You guys said you wanted some info, so...
Yeah, I mean, you've obviously seen a lot of changes over the last decade, plus of being a burner. Has the event jumped the shark, so to speak, or do you still think it's kind of true to itself?
Well, you know, there's a way big difference between what you hear and what it's like when you're there.
I bet.
So, like, when you're there, you know, all this kind of political noise and all that kind of stuff is... You know, it's way in the background. It's out there somewhere. You don't really know what's going on. I mean, it's kind of like if you went to the Super Bowl and you knew that there was something going on with, like, the rules or the people who are running the place. Like, it doesn't really affect your daily fun.
Sure, when you're at Burning Man, you're enjoying art and you're enjoying, you know, whatever.
Totally. You're there, you're riding around, your bike, there's all this crazy stuff going on. There's 70,000 people, there's lights everywhere, this fantastic city in the middle of nowhere, and then, you know, you don't have to worry about buying anything or paying for anything, and you just have your own stuff, and everybody is really nice to you, and, you know, that's the experience. Sure, you know, when you're back in what we call the default world, you know, you have your issues with commercialization and stuff, but you don't really feel it when you're there. It is really good that they kind of, you know, are really trying to stop, like, you know, people going there and putting up a, you know, giant billboard advertising product or handing out, you know, free samples to things. Because that gets kind of annoying. That's when you're going there to kind of escape.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool that they do that because you don't want to be, you know, they make you cover up, you know, if you have, like, on your car, if it says RV rent, you're kind of supposed to cover it up. So they're trying to make it like this is a different society than the rest of the world.
Yeah, they don't even want you, like, flying a flag with a logo on it. Nothing. No sort of commercialization.
Let me ask you this about the gift economy. I just wonder how many people go there to sort of enterprise off of it. But, you know, one of the things I wonder to myself is hey, can I just show up with, you know, a gallon of water and see how things go? And, you know, how is that? Is there an expectation that just because you get something, are you expected to give something? How's that work?
Well, the term is kind of called gifting it forward. So the idea is like if I were to give you a beer, you don't have to give me a beer back. But like later on, if you see somebody who's thirsty or needs help with their bicycle, you'll do something nice for them. So that's kind of the, like, that's the gifting forward idea.
Now, it's my understanding.
Could I do some interpretive dance for them instead of giving them a beer?
You know, you could give whatever it is you think that you give. And I'll tell you, from being there for a really long time, it's really weird how it works, especially within a, you know, an enclosed society like that. Because
Sam, if you could stand by, I'd like you to, you know, have a chance to continue to explain if you've got the time. So more with Sam here. 11-year burner, been to Burning Man a number of times in his life, so he's got the experience. And we'll talk more about the gift economy. You can join us here as well. 855-453, 855-450-3733, because that is a big question mark. What percentage are sort of leeching on the gift economy?
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-400-9810 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-400-9810. 800-400-9810.
Want gold but also want to stay digital and decentralized on the Bitcoin blockchain? Anthem Vault, providing trusted, world-class vaulting, has your answer with Hayek Gold. Digital, spendable gold inspired by economist and free market philosopher F.A. Hayek. Each Hayek is worth 1 gram of gold and is available right now at AnthemVault.com. Sign up today at AnthemVault.com with promo code FREEDOM to earn 6 months of free storage and 5% off all margins for life. Hayek Gold at AnthemVault.com. Get yours today.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We actually have a gentleman who called in. He's got more than 10 years experience at the Burning Man Festival. And so obviously it's useful to have somebody who's actually been there, since that's what we're talking about here tonight. And the question I asked was, you know, did Burning Man jump the shark? And if so, when did that happen? Now they're looking at suing Quiznos because Quiznos made a funny video that pokes fun at both themselves, sort of, or more at this movie, the Maze Runner, that's coming out next week, and also pokes fun at Burning Man. And Burning Man apparently is upset. The organizers talking about a lawsuit. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, if you care about privacy when you're online, which you're not if you're at Burning Man, which it's over now, but because there's no internet there, you need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network. They encrypt your online data before it reaches your internet service provider, and they do it right, offering OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux support as well. Plus, unlike those other guys, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever, and ProXPN has more servers than ever, giving you greater speed and security. They also accept credit card and even Bitcoin. You can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account when you buy an annual account with our code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. So if you care about freedom, privacy online, you really should go to proxpn.com right now and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. We've got Sam back with us here. He's on the line in California listening to KSCL. And Mark, you had been asking Sam about the gift economy, and specifically about, you know, kind of how exactly does that work. You said, could you just bring a gallon of water and could you make it at Burning Man? And is my understanding, Sam, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, because I have done some research into this, I've had friends who've gone to Burning Man, that there is the expectation of self-sufficiency at Burning Man. Is that one of their principles? Do you happen to know?
Yeah. I mean, actually, that's one of the most fun aspects of it, is that, you know, you're getting a load up for a week, you know, like, you know, all us bug out bag types and all that. Like, you're getting to, like, kind of run the play. You know, so you got to go out there and bring your stuff and make sure everybody has enough food and enough water, that you're self-sufficient, your bike works, you have backup stuff. And, you know, it is a big part of it is, you know, a very intense desert camping experience. So on that level, yeah, you want to be self-sufficient. On the other hand, there's a lot of really nice people and everybody's really generous. I mean, a guy walked through the gate one year completely naked. Like, he didn't have anything. He was naked. And he didn't have a car. Nobody knew his name, but he had a ticket. And he just walked through the gate naked. And he never, you know, he never wanted for anything the whole time he was there.
Yeah.
And,
see, I believe that. I believe that can happen at a place like Burning Man, but that's not my kind of personality, so I wouldn't want to do that. I can appreciate that, the simplicity of that. It's sort of like a peace pilgrim who walked around all around the country for like a few decades with almost nothing. She had her toothbrush and a couple flyers and was basically gifted things by the kindness of people. And she wasn't even at Burning Man. She was just going from place to place just because people are good.
She also didn't mind sleeping outside and skipping a meal, too.
Now, how do you feel about, Sam, I mean, is there a leech factor there? And if so, can you identify it and what percentage? Like, the people that show up just wanting to not give, but to just take.
The reality is, most anybody who went there, who was there, can afford the ticket, which isn't cheap. So,
what is it, like $400?
Yeah, so you have, like, for the most part, the people who go there have cars.
Yeah.
Part of, you know, like, there are a lot of people who've scratched it together to get out there, but most everybody who goes there is going there with, you know, the assumption of self-sufficiency. You know, there's not that many people. I mean, sure, there are people who steal bikes. There's, you know, it's a society. It's 70,000 people. You're going to get all, you know, you're going to get everybody there. And sure, there's some people who are on the mooch side of the gifting equation, but for the most part, it's overkill on how much people have to give. So, you know, in general, people are generous. You know, all of us are pretty generous people. If you see somebody who needs some water, most of us are going to give somebody some water.
Sure.
So, you know, that's kind of the vibe for the most part. So,
what do you think about them suing? What do you? I mean, they haven't sued yet, but they're basically saying they're intending to sue Quiznos for this. What is a very funny parody commercial? What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I think your partner there, that's his name, the other guy there, he brought up an interesting point about the NFL. Now, you know, the reality is, you know, it's one of those things. I don't really know enough about it, but if they own the brand, just like the NFL does, if somebody made a parody video of the NFL and they said NFL and they used the logos, I don't know. Like, that's for a court to decide. And that's for an organization who's been around for a long time and has put a lot of effort and thought into this event. And their board of directors or whatever, you know,
it's kind of a wishy-washy answer, Sam. I mean, I wasn't asking you to, you know, pawn it off on the court. I was just wondering
what
you thought. I mean,
my opinion is, you know, sure, why not? You know, take it to the corporate site. It is Burning Man, and you know, I think I don't know, and honestly, don't know enough about the like higher, you know, people who run it and how they do all that.
Just to be clear, you're saying take it when you say why not? You mean they should sue or not?
I mean, I it's hard for me to say because honestly, I haven't seen the video, so I can't.
It's
really
funny. It's just a parody. I mean, they're making fun. They actually didn't even shoot it at Burning Man. There's no way they shot this at Burning Man.
I wish I could help more. I don't know the rules. Yeah. Good enough. If I did, I would.
Sam, I really appreciate your inside scoop into the party. Was there anything else you wanted to share about your experience there? Because I know there's obviously a lot of experiences that you have when you're at one of these things.
I mean, you guys don't have all day here. I mean, you know what I will tell you, though, that is very interesting about it is because of the internet and a lot of stuff, they used to have a rule that was called leave no trace.
Right.
And that rule used to include, like, kind of that what happens at Burning Man stays at Burning Man. And that's changed over the last few years. like, even photography used to be sort of frowned on, that you would go out and post pictures of what went on there. The rule used to be sort of like, if somebody asked you about it, you just tell them, just go for yourself. No. Just don't
trust. Well, I, for one, am grateful for the photography. I think it's beautiful work, and, you know, the people who've taken photos of these art installations, because a lot of these installations, that's the only time they ever exist, is during Burning Man. They're put together out there on the playa, and they're dismantled at the end of it, and burned.
They're burnt at the end of it.
Well, not all of them are torched, but I bet they are. Hey, thanks, Sam. Great info. I really appreciate you calling in.
Hey,
thanks
anytime. Keep up the good work, guys. Great show.
Thanks, brother. Thanks for listening to Free Talk Live out there on KSZL. Our toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, interesting stuff, Mark. You look quizzical.
I don't know. I mean, one of the reasons I want you to go is so that we can, you can put to rest all of your thoughts about it, because I have so few when it comes to Burning Man. Like,
I don't think about it during the year or anything that. I just see it in the news, and it's an interesting thing.
Yeah, you wish you had gone, but I mean, I don't know.
I don't really wish that hard. No, not really. I mean, it sounds like it's fun. It sounds like it'd be a good time. I wouldn't mind going to something like that, but the logistics are a pain in the butt. It's one thing if you're going from California, as our last caller, and I know there are people who go from all around the world, don't get me wrong, but you got to sink a lot of money into this, right? Like, if you're going to travel from anywhere that's not nearby in Nevada, California, Utah, etc., then, you know, you've got to rent an RV, or you've got to fly out, then buy all the stuff you need to camp, and then, you know, put it in an RV or whatever, rent a car. And, you know, there's a lot of, like, planning and time and effort that you got to put into this party. I'm just not that hardcore of a partier, you know?
Yeah, well, I'd rather take a bicycle and ride from my house around the rails to trails over around New England for a week than go out there. I mean, it just doesn't interest me.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously not everybody's interested in spending a week in the desert in the most dreary of conditions. I mean, it's hot, it's not wet.
Come on, people have to go there for the drugs. Are they not going there not for the drugs, right?
Oh, I'm sure, man, that's part of the reason.
The mescaline is really, there's something about it, man. I mean, that kind of thing.
I mean, that's part of the reason some people go to Burning Man. But, I mean, if you're an art fan or whatever, then there's some amazing stuff to look at. And some of it's, like, interactive as well. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Others go for the culture and the community, and some probably go for the sex as well. There's a lot going on at Burning Man. You can share your thoughts. It's free talk.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio, or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.